In the 1930s in Texas, every weekday at 12:30, one radio program dominated the airwaves across the state. W. Lee Passed the Biscuits' Pappy O'Daniel and his hillbilly boys were on the air and selling hillbilly flour. Along the way, O'Daniel became the most popular radio personality in Texas, and he rode that popularity to become the most powerful politician in the state.
Played by the real hillbilly band. I like bread and biscuits, big white fluffy biscuits. My dear old ma just makes them grand. We like to sing and play and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll say, please pass the biscuits, Pappy. I like mountain music, good old mountain music.
It was said that O'Daniel's radio show was so popular that one could walk down the street of most any Texas town around lunchtime and hear Pappy mass communicating from every house. Many people are familiar with the portrayal of Pappy O'Daniel, played by actor Charles Durning in the 2000 Coen Brothers film, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ladies and gentlemen, here and listening at home, the great state of Mississippi, Pappy O'Daniel, Governor, want to thank the Soggy Bottom Boys for that wonderful performance.
While the Hollywood treatment of O'Daniel is entertaining, it pales in comparison to the actual historic figure. The real McCoy O'Daniel won the Texas Governor's Mansion twice and a seat in the U.S. Senate due to hillbilly music and the power of radio.
Pappy O'Daniel got on the radio in the early 1930s. He was selling flour.
Bill Crawford is the author of the book Please Pass the Biscuits, Pappy.
Nowadays, you don't think much about selling flour, but back then, most women made their own bread. So flour was a huge, huge staple commodity. And back then, Texas was a rural state, a poor state. There wasn't a lot of industry down there. And Pappy emerged as one of the great radio personalities of that era.
Born March 11, 1890 in Malta, Ohio, O'Daniel was a toddler when his father was killed in a workman's accident. After his mother remarried, the blended family moved to work a tenement farm near Arlington, Kansas. These early years were ones of hard work and uncertainty. Mary Margaret McAllen is a Texas historian.
He was a hardworking guy himself. He had come up from nothing. He had started as a stenographer and got very quickly and rapidly successful in the flour business.
In 1925, O'Daniel made his way to Texas and went to work for the Burris Mill in Fort Worth. One of his jobs was advertising, and he was pitched a sponsorship for a new and unproven gizmo radio. If O'Daniel had done nothing else with his life, this event would have at least given him a footnote in history, Texas music history, because the members of his band included a fiddle-playing part-time barber named Bob Wills and a singer, Milton Brown. With Pappy, they became the Light Crust Doughboys, but in later years, they would become stars and the creators of the genre of music known as Western Swing. Ray Benson is the band leader for Asleep at the Wheel.
This guy figured out, hey, if I play this hokey music that I really don't like, but they'll come and buy my flour. Ann Richards told me a great story about listening to the noon broadcasts. They would huddle by the radio and wait for Pappy O'Daniel to come up, and then she sang the theme song, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from the Burris Mill. And, you know, that it was just the highlight of their day.
And the Light Crust Doughboys are on the air. Now listen, everybody from near and far, if you want to know who we are, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from Burris Mill. If you like the way we play, listen while we try to say, we're the Light Crust Doughboys from Burris Mill. And all day long,
yes, sir,
we're gonna sing the song.
Sing it is.
If you get the song, you can't go wrong. And how we wear a smile, make things right, make it happy for more tonight. We're the Light Crust Doughboys from the Burris Mill.
O'Daniel did not like Wills and Brown, and the feeling was mutual. They went their separate ways, but O'Daniel was bitten by the radio bug, and he formed a new band. But later, he ran crosswise with the owner of Burris Mills, and he was fired. Unbowed, O'Daniel established his own brand, Hillbilly Flour, and kept broadcasting. That would have been the end of the story, except that O'Daniel cooked up a stunt to boost his flower sales. He would run for Texas governor. The problem is, he won. How he did that is part two of Pass the Politics, Pappy. I'm David Martin Davies for the Texas Standard.
And then you'll never be